most of us know the guilt that comes from spending hours scrolling through Twitter's endless dashboard or stalking friends on Facebook instead of socializing in person. And while we've always suspected too much online activity can't be good for us, a new study confirms what we miss out on by spending too much time online.
We suspected the worst, that time on the internet cuts from our sleep, studying, or socializing with friends. But no one had ever figured out how much computer time cuts into our other activities. I went out on the street to get the average American's take. Here's Allison Begelman, a student screenwriter, and Kevin Egan, a writing professor.
On average, can you tell me how much time you spend on Facebook per day?
Too much to answer. Probably like an hour to an hour and a half.
What about browsing on Google or Wikipedia?
My main leisure activity online is reading newspapers. And on a weekday, I probably spend 3 or 4 hours doing that.
Do you feel like it cuts away from your time spent doing other things?
Yes. Sometimes I want to get rid of my Facebook, but I can't.
A study released this month confirms it's true. Spending time glued to the screen really does cut into our time spent on other activities. Dr. Scott Walston is an economist from the Technology Policy Institute, based out of Washington, D.C. He's also the author of the recent study, which is called What Are We Not Doing When We're Online? It measured online leisure, which Walston defines as social media, browsing the internet for non-work purposes, and even instant messaging. The study figures that for every hour spent browsing online, we spend 16 fewer minutes working, 7 fewer minutes sleeping, and 17 fewer minutes experiencing other activities, like going to parties or museums. The study also found that time spent in front of the screen eats away at time spent reading, playing sports, or even relaxing and thinking. What about socializing in person? Every hour online eats about 3 minutes of socializing in person, too. But here's the catch. Walston's study also found that an average of only 13 minutes for every 5 hours of daily leisure time is spent on the internet. That seems like nothing, so what's the big deal? Well, the survey excludes hours spent on Gmail, Netflix, online gaming, and even YouTube. It doesn't even account for time spent multitasking. Factor that into the equation, and you're looking at even more time spent online than ever before. So now that our suspicions are confirmed, what can the average person take away from our exponentially increasing online consumption? I'm not entirely sure, but no worries. I'll just Google it. Asala Sanipour, Annenberg Radio News.